This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's president says the international community will unite more tightly to cope with deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea as he plans to raise the issue with world leaders at the UN General Assembly this week. President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written responses to questions from the Associated Press ahead of his departure to New York. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way home from Russia at the end of a six-day trip that triggered global concerns about weapons transfer deals between the two countries locked in separate standoffs with the West. Kim began his journey back to North Korea Sunday aboard his armored train from the region in Russia's Far East following a farewell ceremony at a train station. Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House and marched through Washington, D.C. on Saturday to commemorate a year since a young woman died in police custody.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, "We will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary." His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chanas.
A top American military officer says North Korea may be able to boost Russia's supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says it's not likely to make a big difference. This is VOA News. And again, supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House on Washington, D.C.
State-affiliated media reported arrests of several, quote, counter-revolutionaries and, quote, terrorists across the country. It said security forces had foiled plots to create disturbances around illegal demonstrations. The death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police last year for allegedly flouting the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code triggered months of protests. Mahsa Amini's death represented the biggest show of opposition to the authorities in years. Rights group says more than 500 people were killed in the protests, and Iran carried out 7 executions linked to the unrest.
2 cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine Saturday. According to Ukrainian port authorities, the first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for African and Asian markets. 5 vessels have so far left the port of Odessa using the corridor, which hugs the western Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges and a boost to the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. More from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
The younger Guzman was briefly arrested in 2019, but he was released on orders of the Mexican president at that time to avoid bloodshed. The State Department has been offering a reward worth millions of dollars for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Ovidio Guzman and 3 of his brothers. Court documents say they allegedly controlled extensive operations trading fentanyl, a highly addictive poison that kills nearly 200 Americans daily, and they allegedly reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profits by flooding the United States with the drug.
Brazilian authorities say a small passenger plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest, killing all 14 on board. Amazon state governor says on social media that the plane went down Saturday with 2 crew members and 12 passengers. Local media say the PTSOG aircraft had taken off from the state capital and crashed while trying to land in heavy rain. The reports say the passengers were tourists on the way to fish. Brazilian Air Force says it has sent a team to collect information and preserve any evidence that could be used for the investigation into the crash. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.